Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's all come down to this, Bob. We've both been watching MasterChef Australia fans and favourites so closely over this season, and the grand final has happened. It's done. The winner was Billie, and she joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. You're a two-time MasterChef winner. Can I ask off the bat, I've just Googled you, and your description gives like the little summation of some stuff. It calls you an Australian cook. Are you a cook or a chef or a master chef? When does that change over?
Good question. I'd probably say I'm a cook because I haven't done the formal training to become a chef, I guess. But I guess I could be called a master chef. That sounds all right.
I think that sounds great.
But when you've won it twice, I absolutely think you can. On that note, Billie, obviously winning MasterChef the first time round is a huge thing that kind of kickstarts your career. But what does a second win mean for you?
It's huge. It's I still can't quite believe it, to be honest. It's sinking in at the moment. MasterChef provides, so many opportunities when it comes to cooking and food. So you never know where it's going to take you. But yeah, winning this time around, it's given me a lot of confidence. Knowing that that's what I want to do now. So it's pretty exciting.
It did come as a bit of a surprise to me last night because halfway through, first round, you had a panna cotta that you didn't set properly. It kind of left you a bit behind in the points. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling in reaction to that and into your comeback? What does that mean when you are, 4 or 5 points behind after the first round?
Yeah, I was pretty gutted to be 5 points behind. I knew it was going to be a hard task to come back from that. But knowing it was a Heston dish, I knew it had to be perfect. So, yeah, I just had to put my head down and get into it and fix any mistakes that I made along the way to, have any chance of winning it.
I was worried for you when Heston Blumenthal came out because I knew it was going to be weird what you had to cook.
Yes, oh my God, so was I. I was, in a bit of shock. I was terrified when he walked in. I just thought, oh, okay, well, I probably should have expected this. It is the finale and Heston's probably the best one to set it. So, yeah, I was scared.
Well, look, he was also your boss at one point. You did work for Heston Blumenthal. But looking forward now, what's next for you, Billie? Where can we find you? What are you up to?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to having a little rest and a bit of quality time with my daughter and my husband. And, I want to open a little restaurant near where I live, so that's what I'll be working on over the next few months, and hope it all goes well.
Put your feet up, let husband do the cooking for a bit.
I think that sounds like a plan.
Look, Billie, it was so much fun to watch you back in the MasterChef kitchen again. Congratulations once again, and we look forward to seeing what's next for Billie.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me on.